So what? Here also, originally you had two white birds on the right side, yeah? And these two white birds now flew out. And now, two new ones flew on the other side. So we want to know, where did the two white birds you find now in the left nest, where did it come from? There are two ways it could have come from. Before Yom Tov, on the left nest, you only had black ones. Now on Yom Tov, you find two white ones. Where did these two white ones come from? One svara is it came from Korov. You know, yesterday in the right nest, you had two white ones. So the svara, one svara is, these two right ones on the right side, these two white ones, walked up and flew into the nest right nearby. Because it's Korov, it's nearby. The other way to look is no. Once you yesterday saw black ones here, not white ones. Today you find white ones. You know where these white ones comes? It comes Meroi for the Alma, from most of the world. Most of the world is not these two birds that were here yesterday. There are millions of birds other places. So the Sfarad said these two birds that flew into this nest came Meyama from other places. So how do we look here? Do we say a Sfarad, these two birds you find today were the two birds that were on the right side yesterday that you were Masbin because it's Korov, it's nearby. Let's say nearby wins out. Or else no, don't say it comes from nearby. It comes from Roiv, the majority of the world. Here is only two birds. The rest of the world has a million birds. So the svara, these two birds you're finding in here, come the Yalma. So our Mishnah says what? That it's us, you're not allowed to use these two birds. So the Chutz Ramayat, Rabbi Chanina, that we say these two birds you find now in the left nest is not from the Korev, the two on the from the right nest you had yesterday, the two white ones. It didn't come from the nearby one, but it came Yalma from the rest of the world. That's why it's us. So for now, Mishnah is a pure proof to Rabbi Chanina. Did you go ask the Korov, go ask the Roiv, not Korov? So Mar says, no, maybe there's no Rai here. Mar says, could the Yomir Abaye, our Mishnah goes like Abaye says, like later we'll soon see, but Daf is talking about a Daf. In other words, outside the nest, there's a stick there, that a lot of other birds are there also. His Hokunami Bedaf. Here also we're talking about there's a stick outside the nest, that there are birds there also. So in other words, it's not only Roiv against Korov, but it's Korov against Korov. In other words, before Yom Tov, what you had was, in the right nest, you had two white ones. In the black one, in the left one, you had two black ones. Now, outside the nest, there was a stick. And on this stick, there were other birds that you were not Mazmin. There were other white birds outside the nest also. So if you would come tomorrow morning and find the same two in the right nest, those white ones, we'd say those are the ones you prepared yesterday. They're mutter. But now when you come Yom Tov in the morning and you only find two white ones in the left nest, so you don't know where it came from. Are these two white ones, the original two white ones that were inside the right nest Erev Yom Tov that you wanted to use them? You said those are the ones I want to use, it's not Muxer. Or else maybe these two that flew in here were the birds that were outside the nest yesterday. They were on a stick outside the nest that you were not Mazman then. So if what's no right, it's Chanina. Our Mishnah is talking about that you had a few white birds in the right nest. Like two of them were outside the nest and two of them were inside the nest. And you only prepared the two inside. So now on Yom Tov, when you find only two birds in the left nest, it's a good suffix. You don't know which birds flew in here. Did the ones from inside the nest flew in here? It'd be mutter. Or did the birds from the outside ones flew in? And it's usher. So that's why our Mishnah said it's usher. So it could be it's no riot to Rabbi Chanina. When you only have Korov and Arayv, maybe you would go after the Korov, the one that's closer. But here you even have another Korov also. And Rashi says, the first big line, because the Omer Abaye lekamon bedaf, sheyesh daf lefnei ha-shoivach, you have a stick sticking out of the nest. Ha-shoivach boilet, v'yotzim emenu, v'shom boyim v'yoshrin yivonim, demi alma. And there are a lot of other birds, pigeons, come to sit there, todir. Sheyreim likonis lakan, they're afraid to come into the nest. If they show you since Shabakan Magashin, because the two birds inside throw everybody out, they're bullies, they don't want nobody to come in. It's called Abalayim. Because you see him, Mishabachel, Nechnasim. When the first two go out, then new ones come in. So therefore, the kids are on Erev Yom Tov, you had a few birds on the right nest. Only two of them you prepared, the other ones you didn't prepare. So now on Yom Tov, when you find the two white ones in the left side, treat them with saucer. Because you can't tell me for sure it's the two white ones that were inside the nest. Maybe it's the two white ones that were outside the nest. That's why it's awesome. Then the Mishnah says, Shnayim, you prepared two birds on Erev Yom Tov, or Motzah Shleish Shasurim. Now on Yom Tov, you find three of them there, so it's awesome. The Mishnah says, Monashach, I'll tell you both ways you look at it, it's awesome. If the first two flew away and a new three came in, these are other ones you didn't prepare before Yom Tov, they're muksa. And let's say, no, the original two are still here. So those two did not fly away. But there's a third one that flew in here that you did not prepare before Yom Tov. So that third one for sure is muksa. And you can't tell which are the two that you prepared before Yom Tov. So locher here is, that since a bird is a bal chayit, it's a davar choshev, it's not bottle, therefore, min hasafek, all three are asur, you can't touch either one of them, they're all muksa. What about the opposite way? Shloisha motza shnai motarim. If before Yom Tov you prepared three birds in the nest, and now on Yom Tov you come and you only find two birds, we say it's mutter. My timer, what's the swar? Why do we say it's mutter? So we say, hani inu ninu. These two are from the original three that you prepared yesterday. But v'chad minai was liyalma. One of the three flew away. That's all. But the two you still have left is from the two that you prepared yesterday. So therefore, it's mutter. Samar says again, leima masnisin Rebbe hiv le rabbonin. Let's say our Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe and not according to rabbonin. The Tanya learned like this: Heniach mona, if somebody put down in his drawer $100. Mona. Or Motsu Masayim. And later we found 200. So now, what's the locha? Chulin or Maisa Shein Merov and Zebazir. We say there's Chulin or Maisa Shein that you put together. In other words, we're talking about now that you put down $100 worth of Maisa Shein. In a box, you put down one mona worth of Maisa Shein. And later you find two monas there. So, Rebbe says, we say the original mona is still there, that Meister Sheni is still there, just by mistake you added another $100 here, and the sum of that was Chulin, so therefore we considered 100 Meister Sheni, and 100 is Chulin. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, HaKer Chulin, no, everything is Chulin. Why? Because you put only one. Now that you find two here, we say as far as the one you put there you took away, and you put two new ones here. That's the Chachamim Svarim. So the Chura Mishnah will not come out according to Chachamim. Because according to Chachamim our Mishnah, if you had three and now you found two, it shouldn't be good. There's no cash yet. Let's see, so far there's no cash yet. The other way though, let's say, Niach Mosayim, you originally put down $200 worth, let's say, of Maisa Sheini, or Motsu Mona, and now later all you find is just $100 there. So we say, Mona Munach or Mona Mutal, Divrei Rebbe. True, you first put down 200, now you find 100, so we say, in between you went and took away 100, that's all, but the original 100 that's still left is from the original 200. So therefore we say it's Maisa Sheini now. So that's good, like our Mishnah. When you put three, and now you find two, we just say one of them flew away, but the two that's here is from the original two. Just like Rebbe says here, when you first put down $200 worth of Maisa Sheni, now later you only find 100, we say 100 you took away, and the 100 that's still there is the original 100 that you put there. That's Rebbe's svar. The Chachamim say no. Ha'akel chulin. We say everything here is chulin. In other words, you originally put down $200 worth of Maisa Sheni. Now you come back later, you only find 100. So Chum say, for sure, when you originally went to take the money, you took all the money away. You took those $200 away, the Maisa Sheni. Now you find the 100. That's a new $100 bill you put there later. And it's like a chulin. In other words, you were doing, you forgot what you did, but Akopin, that's what happened. So see, according to Chumim, we say if you originally had two, and now you find one, since there's a change of what you put there originally, we say it's something new now. It's not half of what was there before. Those 200 you put originally, you took away the 200. And what you find now is a new $100 bill. So of course, it should be the same thing in our Mishnah also. You, at the beginning, put down three birds. And now you only found two. So we should say those three flew away. The original three are not here anymore. It's a new two birds here. And therefore, the two birds should be also. So Chura Mishnah only goes like Rebbe and not like the Chacham. So Mor says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbonin. Even if you want to tell me how Mishnah goes like the Rabbonin, again, what was Shmer was Rabbonin said when you put two. and find one now. We say the original two went away, and it's a new one now, so you say the same thing by birds also. If you originally appointed two birds, three birds, and now you find two, would you say these two should be usher? It's not from the original group. The original group flew away, and you have a new group here now. So Mar says no. Afil teme rabbonin hoitma lo Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lezer, the Amar Tavaya, they both say shani goizolus. Birds are different. Hoyu v'yasuyin lididois. Birds hop around. So since birds hop around, it's shchiach to say one of them hopped away. So originally you had three. One hopped away, so that hopped away, the other two are still here. Mashenkein, money doesn't hop away. Money, the person himself has to come and take it. So there, the Rabbanan hold the svara on, you originally put down $200 of Maaseh Sheni here. If you're going to go and take away the Maaseh Sheni, most probably you had to have to take all of it away. And therefore, later when you find $100, we say most probably put a new $100 bull there. That's because you need the person to come and take it. Mashenkin, the birds, since birds move by themselves, there the Rabbana could be Maida, that one bird decided to hop away, and the other two still stood there. So Mar says, Falamali Lishnu Yalo, Shani Gazolas, Haibasun Lididais, why do you have to give this for an answer? That birds are different because they hop away. Vitmo Law, there he, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Leza, that Chadoma, some say, Bishne Kisim Achlekis. The old Machlekis is by two different wallets, Bishne Kisim. You only have one wallet, then divrei hako chulin. Everybody holds chulin. What you find now is chulin. In other words, where's the machlekes when you put first $200, and now you find 100? Is this 100 from the original 100, or is it a new 100? The only machlekes is where originally you put two wallets. One wallet 100, and one wallet one dig another 100. And now you find only 100 there. That's where Rebbe says, one you took away, but the one there is the original one. But let's say you put the 200 in one bag, and now you only find the bag with 100, everybody holds. The original bag you took away, that had $200 in it, you took it away. The one bag that's there now, that's a new bag. The Chadom, another man, the Yom, says no. The Kisechot Machloikis, the whole Machloikis is faket, it's in one bag. That's where the Chum say, that since the 200 were in one bag, if you took away, you took away the whole bag. And now that you have 100 there, it's a new $100. Avo b'shnei kisin, but when the original 200s were in two separate bags, and now you only find one bag of 100, is divrei hakol, everybody holds, mona munach and mona mutl, that the original 100 that you put there is still there now. That's what he says. One man diyama says like that. In other words, when does Rebbe, when the Chum say that it's a new $100 bill, only if it was in one bag. But if originally it was in two different bags, then even the Chumam HaMoedah, that you took away one bag, and the one bag that's still there is from the original bag that was always there. So Mar says like this now. Bishleim l'man d'yom. I can understand there was a kasha, it was a shver, to, according to the man d'yom that said, Bishnei kisin machlekes. And the machlekes is by two kisin. That's where the machlekes was. Even by two kisin, two separate bags, still the Chum said that if you only find now one bag, we say it's a new bag. The original two bags were taken away, and this new bag of money now is a new bag. So, if so, Hainu the Yitzvach Lishnuya. Therefore, it was a good question. Our Mishnah says, when you had three birds there, and now you find two birds, we don't say these are a new two birds, we say these are original two birds. So, the Chur is not like the Chachamim. So, we had to give an answer. Yitzvach Lishnuya Hocha, Shani Gazolis, Hoy Vasun Lididais. The Chachamim Amoyed, no birds are different. That since birds by themselves could pick themselves off and hop away, so there it's a svara to say that you originally put three birds in the nest. So now it's not so shver to say one bird decided to hop away and he hopped away. The two birds that are there are the original two birds you put there. When did the Chum say that when you put two bags of money there and later you find one bag of money that's a new bag, that's only because there, in order to take away the money, the man had to come and take away the money. So there it's a svara to say that when you put money down, later when you come and take away the money, most probably you took away all the money at that time. So you took away all your Maaseh Sheni. And later you put a new bag there. That's when the Chum said that svara. But by birds, nobody takes it away. They move by themselves. So therefore we can say one bird decided to move and the other one not. That's why we had the answer like this. But according to the man d'yama, that where is the whole machlekes? When the Chum say it's a new bag, the kisechot. Only originally you had the $200 in one bag. and now you found the big with 100, that's where Chum say that the first person took away the whole big with the $200, and now it's a new big there. That's where the machlokes is. Ah, well, b'shnei kisin, but in the case where originally you put down these $200, each one in a separate big, in your drawer. So you have $200 here, worth of Maisi Sheni, but they're in two kisim, two bags. Then Divrei Hakel, even the Chum Mamoid agree that Mona Munach and Mona Mutal, that even though later you only come and find one big with 100, we say the person later decided to take away one big, but the other big he left there. So the one big is still there from the original big. So if that's the Pshat, so Hashti, if so, by birds, what are birds doing to? Birds are separate birds. So the Kuran Al Mishnah, we have prepared three birds. They're not tied together. You have three separate birds. So it's like three different bigs. So then even the Chumma Maidam, if you now find only two birds, we say one went away and the original two are still here. Just as the Chumma say, if you have two different bigs and then you only find one big, we say that is the original big, and before you only took away one big. So the Kuran birds are done with the separate bigs. So Ashtalom, Uli Lishnu, you want to be have to give an answer, Allah. You said there's no machlokes by two kisin, and the chur, the three birds are like three separate things. So why do we have to give a new answer here? Birds move around. So my answer is, no, we're talking about the three birds were tied together. Our Mishnah is talking about that before Yom Tov, you prepare three birds and you tie the three together. The kisin mukasharim askinin. Who are then the two bigs are also tied together. So then we say like this, Goizolois minatri adodi. Then the svari is birds, since birds move around by themselves, even though you tied up the three together, you have to give an answer that birds have the possibility to move around, so most probably moved around by itself, and one could, by moving, untie itself, therefore we say only one flew away, and the other two are still here. Mashenken kisen le minatri adodi. Bigs don't move away by itself. So therefore, originally you had these two bigs tied together. So later, when you come and only find one big, that's when the Chum say, that the Svarta say that originally you took away the two bigs, and now it's a new big here. Because most probably bigs were tied together by themselves, they don't get untied. So that's what the Chum say. You put two, and now you find one, they're new two. Mashaken by birds, even though they were tied together, but since birds by themselves move, they're the Chum Ma'amoida, that even though at the beginning you have three birds tied together, now when you find two birds there, we say these are the original two, and one got loose and flew away. Mazav Rebbe Yomloch, Rebbe says no. Kisin, so then it's Shver Rebbe, if that's the pshat here, that by Kisin, by these two bigs, the Machlokes is where two bigs were tied up, so what's the pshat from Rebbe? How could Rebbe say that originally you had two bigs there tied together of Maisi Sheni? And later you come back, you only find one big. So Rebbe says it's the exact same big you had there before. The same big you had before, one, this is the one you had now also. It's a kasha though. But bigs don't untie by themselves. So since at the beginning you put two bigs tied together, and now you find one big by itself, it should be a klora hechrich, that at the beginning you took away those original two bigs, and you came back with a new big. So how could Rebbe say this big now is the same big he had before? The rest says yes. For Rebbe Yomlov, Rebbe could tell you, kis and even bigs, nami zimnin de misachli ketrayu. It could be sometimes they're not untied. A little moving of the big, they're not untied. Trashi nitter akesh shlehem or misparak melo, it could untie by itself. The abov a noitel shoma loimukasharim motzim. And some of the found it later found them untied, therefore took away one and left the other one. So the kids, our Mishnah goes according to everybody, that by birds we say, if you prepare three birds, and now you find two birds, it's mutter. Right, then the Mishnah says, the Seicha Khan, you prepare two birds before Yom Tov inside the nest, or Moslof Neyakan Asurim, and now on Yom Tov you come and find nothing inside, you only find them outside the nest, we say it's also. So, again the Mishnah says, Leimu Masana L'Rabbi Chanina, our Mishnah should be a proof to Rabbi Chanina. The Yoma Rabbi Chanina says Alocha that Roy Vikoriv Holachacha Roy. When you have two ways to look, you don't know where this piece of meat came from. Did it come from the majority of the butcher stores that are kosher? Or now you found it right outside the Trefel butcher store? It's more Koriv, it's more closer to that store. Let's say it came from that store. Rabbi Chanina says what? We go ask the Roy. No, Roy is more of a Svara. Comes from the majority. The same thing here also. Because what's going on here? You have this nest that before Yom Tov, you have two birds inside the nest. And these two birds you prepared, those are the ones you want to use. Now it comes Yom Tov, you don't find anything inside, you only find two outside. Now where would I say these two came from? There are again two ways to look at it. It could be these two you found outside now came from inside. Like on Erev Yom Tov they're inside the nest, and now on Yom Tov they just walked outside. That's what that's called Karev. It's a svara they say they came from nearby. The other svara is no. These two birds outside came from the million birds of the rest of the world that they flew in from someplace else. So why does our Mishnah say for sure it's Osir? Why don't we say no? If Erev Yom Tov you had two birds inside, and now on Yom Tov you find two birds outside, let's say it's Karev. These two birds outside are the two that were inside yesterday. So how come the Mishnah says it's Osir? Elamayit's right, Yom Lechanina. That we say go boss a roiv of Miyam would rather say these are the two birds that came from the rest of the world. In other words, the two birds inside flew away to the rest of the world. And these two birds you find now outside are new birds that came from the outside. So it's a raya to Rabbi Chanina. Tomorrow says, no, it's no raya. I'm rabaya badaf. We're talking about here again that outside the nest, there's a long stick that there were birds there before Yom Tov also. Even before Yom Tov, you prepared two birds inside the nest. But outside the nest, there were a lot of birds that were not prepared. So now on Yom Tov, if you come and you find no birds inside, only birds outside, you don't know where those birds are. Well, these are the two that were prepared from yesterday, or these are the two that were outside yesterday that you did not prepare. So therefore, could be no right in Chaninam. There are two kreifim here. That's why it's awesome. Rav says like this. Bishnei Kanim. We're talking about there are two nests. Zu lemalam izu askinin. One is higher than the other one. V'loi mi boy. Not only in the case that zimim betachtoina, you before Yom Tov prepared two birds from the bottom nest. V'loi zimim belyoni, you did not prepare any birds in the top nest. O motza betachtoina, v'loi motza belyoni the asirin. It's not less as Rashi. Rav Amram says like this. Rav Amar, holo yitzvach lashmina. This is pshita. The Mishnah does not say these chedushim like you're saying. In the case that you only prepared two inside, and now on Yom Tov you find nothing inside, only outside, pshita it's osur. The Mishnah does not teach us that. Elo, Rav says, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? Bishnei kanam, you had two nests. Zu lamalam izu, one on top of another. O bishneim gazolos, before Yom Tov, both of them had pigeons, birds inside it. You only prepared the bottom nest, the birds in it, and not the birds in the top nest. Tomorrow, bo, you come, you don't find any birds in the bottom nest, only the birds outside it. The top nest that you didn't prepare at all, you didn't find anything. That's the chiddush say that it's osur. V'loy mishum chashash of the yoyim of the yalmo, elo miyachash le mosa bim koimon, v'yoyit she v'kan ha'acha muksa le mosa klum, yeshloch asher me'elu she mosa v'nei ha'kan ha'muchin, loy mitoich ha'yotze, elo mitoich ha'muksa. In other words, the case is like this. Before Yom Tov, you had these two nests, one on bottom, one on top, and in both of them there were birds, and outside had no birds. And you prepared the two birds on the bottom one, and the two birds on top you did not prepare. And now it comes Yom Tov, in the bottom nest you find nothing. The top nest you find nothing. You only find birds outside the bottom nest you find two birds. So that's the Chiddush. One svara, I should say, that the birds that you prepared before Yom Tov, the bottom ones inside, now walked outside. So it should be mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No. Since the ones inside went out, and the ones on top also went out, because before Yom Tov there were two on top. Now I see nothing there. So if I have a doubt, where are these two birds, the ones outside now? Are they from the top ones or from the bottom ones? That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, then that's awesome. So again, Rav Rama, Bishnei Kanam, two nests, Zulam Alam, Zulam Askinim. V'loi mi boy, not only, Zimim Betachtoni, you prepared the bottom ones. V'loi Zimim Belyoni, you did not prepare the top ones. Umotza Betachtoni, and later on Yom Tov, you found birds outside on the bottom one. V'loi Motza Belyoni, you did not find anything on top. The Asirin, that's awesome. The Armina, we say, Hana Chosli Alma. The original two that you prepared inside the bottom nest flew away, went away. The Hanach, you find now two birds outside the bottom nest. I tell you, these two birds are the top ones. And Ishtarbuya, Ishtarvuya, they climbed down. The Nochas went downwards. In other words, it's easier to say birds hop downwards. That's easy to say. So not only were the top ones, we can say easily hop down, that we say it's awesome, Ella only, but Even in the case the opposite way, that before Yom Tov you prepared the two birds in the top nest, you did not prepare anything from the bottom nest. Now on Yom Tov you come and find two birds outside the top nest, you don't find anything in the bottom nest. Still we say it's Osir. This is a big Chiddush. Still we say it's Osir. Again, you had two in the top one, so it's very easy to say, now you find two outside the top one, those are the two that were inside, just walked outside. It's very easy to say that. Still we say no. Since there were two on the bottom one that were Osir, and now on Yom Tov you don't see those two inside there, so we have a good doubt, maybe the two outside the top one were from those original two downstairs that's Osir, and they hopped upwards. And it's not so easy to hop upwards. Still we say it's Osir, that's the Chiddush. Hanach nami asirin. Still we say it's also there. Meaning, still we say Hanach azli alma. The original two on the top bird that you prepared before Yom Tov. Since now on Yom Tov you don't find them there, they flew away. The original two top ones are not here anymore. They went away. For Hanach, you find two outside the top nest. Sruche sorachus liki. These are from the bottom nest, the bottom two that were there before Yom Tov that you did not prepare. It mamish krichzich, it jumped up slowly and got to the top nest. That's the Chiddush. That not only do we say the top ones went downwards, but in Asafik we even have to be afraid the bottom ones were jumped upwards. And therefore it's Sosa. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That you have to find the one you prepared in the place you prepared it, and if you don't find it in that place, we are afraid it came from someplace else. Right. If you only have these, it's mutter. What are we talking about? If they're talking about birds that could fly. In other words, before Yom Tov, you prepared two birds inside. And now on Yom Tov, you found two birds outside. But there are no other birds around. So then we're saying it's mutter. Because the two birds inside now went outside. These are the ones outside. But if these are birds that could fly, why should we say it's mutter? If the birds that are old enough to fly, let's say these two birds flew away that you prepared inside, and now the two you find outside flew from other places, so it should be also. Eli, you have to tell me about mother them. We're talking about young ones that can't fly, they can just hop. So says, if there's another nest within 50 amis, it's also, because we'll say this hopper hopped from another nest here. So the original two hopped away, and maybe the ones you find now are new ones from this other nest. If there's no other nest within 50 amis, so this is the only two birds around, so treat them with some mutum. Like before Yom Tov, you prepared two inside, and now you find two outside, but no other birds are around, so treat them with mutum. Samara says, the Yom Maruk for Bachoma, call her Mododo, a Mododo Yosem Echemishim Amma. That any bird that hops, it doesn't fly yet, it doesn't hop more than 50 amas. So if the other nest is more than 50 amas away, pshitut smutter. There is another nest within 50 amas away. We're going to Kaima Bekeren Zavius, but it has to make a right turn corner. In other words, there's a corner between the two. There's one nest over here outside this building, and the other nest is on the other side of the building. That even though it's less than 50 amas away, but they can't see from one to the other. There's a corner dividing them. So at the time I would have thought, adaduya. No, birds go and hop away 50 amas. Even though when they're hopping away, they can't see the original nest, they're making a right turn around the corner, and they can't see the nest. Kamashma, not like that. That kol hecha de modado behoda chaz yulakan ye modado. As long as they hop away, and they can still see the original nest, they'll keep on going 50 amas away. V'loiloi modado. But once to make a right turn, that they won't be able to see their original nest, they will not go away from their nest. That's the Chiddush. So if our Mishnah is talking about that you have one nest over here, and no birds are around, and therefore you prepare two inside, and now on Yom Tov you find them outside, we say it's mutter, because you have no other birds around. Even though there is another nest around the corner that has birds that could hop away, and it's less than 50 amas away, and sometimes birds do hop 50 amas, but that's the Chiddush. They only hop away if they can see, while they're going, the original nest. But here, that when they hop and make a right turn, they can't see the original nest.
They don't go, and therefore it's mutter.